Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M, brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's catch up with Orange City Council. Councillor Jo McCrae, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Thanks for your time this morning. Plastic-free July, we talked about it last week. How's it progressing for you?
Oh, look, I'm doing the best, but I did have a lapse. A sort of a spontaneous visit to retail resulted in a plastic bag coming home with me. So, look, I've got to really focus on it and make sure I'm planning what I'm doing. And that's the aim of Plastic Free July. Really think about how you're going to reduce your contact with plastic. And those plastic bags are certainly going to be a focus for me for the next week.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Now, council meeting Tuesday night. Plenty to talk about. Firstly, tender's been awarded for the new works depot that's being built.
Council did award the tender for the construction of the new Works Depot admin building to Sarin, which is a local company. And some people might remember that original building was demolished in 2019 following a fire. So it's great to see that local company getting the work, and it'll be great to see the admin team of the depot getting back into that building when it's completed.
Yeah, absolutely. Our fast food outlet for Bathurst Road, that's been approved, is that right?
Yeah, there's been a lot of excitement about a Taco Bell outlet, which will have a 42-seat little restaurant there, 24-space car park and a drive-through. There is some concern from some of the neighbours about access and driveways, but look, it's a really good sign for Orange continuing to grow, and that new premises, of course, is also going to be an employment opportunity and shows that Orange continues to attract new businesses.
Have you ever had Taco Bell, Councillor?
No, but I must say I'm a big fan of a good nachos, so I wouldn't say that I won't be visiting when it does open up.
All right. Now, perhaps the most contentious issue in the community, in many sectors of the community, was the pay rise that's been awarded to councillors.
Look, it's one of those things that once a council makes its decision, we're not allowed to dissent, but Councillor Mileto, Councillor Nugent and I voted against the proposed pay rise. It is a 20% increase in the remuneration for council, so I guess I've got to find a way that I'll be able to do 20% more work for the people of Orange. And, of course, it's an opportunity for us to really reflect on what councillors do and to consider who might stand for council elections in September 2021 and consider that there's now $24,000 available for councillors for their time and effort, and it's a $60,000 gig for the mayor. So the allowances are determined by the Local Government Remuneration Tribunal, and because Orange was reclassified in a new category for regional centres, there was an increase to the maximum amount that councillors were allowed. So that's the way it goes, and I look forward to working harder for the people of Orange.
20%, it's a nice pay rise. Anyway, now I believe another issue that's being discussed in the community and within council is the old nursing quarters, Caldwell House, I believe it's called. What's happening here?
Look, the council also considered the next steps around a proposal for Health Infrastructure, who own that site, that Caldwell House, which is known as the old nursing quarters. And council voted in favour of a recommendation to keep that heritage listed building to allow the demolition of the nurses' quarters on the corner and some minor buildings that are around that site. But because it's a New South Wales Government application, it'll go back to Health Infrastructure for agreement and to, I guess, see if they'll comply with Council's wishes to keep that heritage building. But it may well go to the Joint Regional Planning Panel for consideration, and it may end up, in fact, with the Minister for Planning to determine what happens with that site. I guess there's that tension between trying to retain Orange's heritage, but also be practical about, an old building which has had some damage due to vandalism and which does have some asbestos issues, and how we can, I guess, best remediate the site and see it used rather than continue to sit vacant.
I'm with Councillor Jo McCrae from Orange City Council. Jo, thank you very much for the update and thanks for your time this morning. Have a good day.
Thanks, Neil.